Hey, it's WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley in Washington, D.C., and we are thrilled to welcome Corey Hawkins, Leslie Grace, and Melissa Barrera of In the Heights. Hey, thanks, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
We're hanging in there. My wife and I absolutely loved this movie. I gotta say, like, favorite of the year so far. So it better be up for a Best Picture next year. I know
come
we gotta
on.
Watch.
Come on,
come on. We'll make God's ears. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So I want to know. You know, I think I saw it at like the Kennedy Center with Anthony Ramos when it came to town. But which of you guys saw it on Broadway? Like, which of you was the most obsessed with Lynn's, the OBC, the soundtrack, all that stuff?
Melissa.
I don't know.
She says, I don't know.
No, I am a huge fan of the show. I saw it many, many times on Broadway with Lynn, with the original cast, with every other cast. I would audition for it every chance that I got. I never got a callback, nothing. But now I'm here.
So. Now you're here.
It all paid off. Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, obviously, you know, obviously you can do things on screen that you can on stage. I mean, it was great on stage. Lin-Manuel's soundtrack is amazing. But on screen, you know, when John Chu gets involved, like, particularly I'm thinking of you two, Leslie and Corey, dancing on the side of the dang building. how is that actually even achieved? I know a magician doesn't give up its tricks, but come on, give us some cool filmmaking tidbits here.
Oh man,
we're magic.
Side of the dang building.
We're magic. That's what it is. We are magic. Yeah. No, it's a lot of heart and soul and work and blood, sweat, and tears went into building it. It was the last shot of the, it was the last actually shot of the shoot, right? Like it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last number to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last numbers that we shot. And there was a lot of technical camera ballet there too, because it's like we had our own choreography, but then the camera team and Alice, our incredible DP, we just had to work together and figure out how to do that. And Leslie, yeah. And I, we struggled through.
Yeah, we leaned on each other for those figuratively and literally, yeah. And on the rest of our choreo team, we left our parts of our body on that side of the building, yeah. For sure. But it was so it.
Also just add that, like you said, like John Chu's sensibility. Yeah, you know, on stage is one thing, but you can't do necessarily all of those things on stage. You can't bring Highbridge Park with the pool and everything, yeah, to the stage and do that for 96,000. So the cinematic world sort of opens it up and cracks it open for us in a whole new way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what I loved about it too was not only do each of your characters get, you know, a really touching love story, but you each have your own individual character arc too. So, you know, for instance, you know, Melissa, your character Vanessa, she's working at this salon, but she has these big dreams of being a fashion designer. Like, talk about why it's cool that each character gets its own arc like that from beginning to end.
Well, I think this movie and what John Chu and what John and what Lynn and Kiara did with the original show that John wanted to, you know, expand upon is the idea that these people matter and their stories matter, and that he wanted to give each of them the moment and the validity to their dreams. It doesn't matter if the dreams are, you know, to go away to college and build a pathway for dreamers to become citizens. It doesn't matter if your dream is to, you know, continue the business of the dispatch and, you know, build it within your community, or if you want to go downtown and be a fashion designer. All of those dreams are important because each personal experience, you know, when you're living your life, for you, those are your highest stakes, you know, like your dream is everything for you. So I think it's beautiful that you get to see all these people that grew up together, that know each other and love each other, each have their own dreams and their own experiences, and how they all lift each other up and help each other in their paths and in their journeys to achieve those dreams.
Absolutely. And all set against the backdrop too of, I mean, there's such, this movie is such a big win for representation on the screen. I mean, everyone's going to go out and see so many different cultures at play here, but someone speak to that. I don't know who wants to take that, but you know, this is going to be a truly diverse musical for a change.
Yes. for a change. Come on now. That's what we want. We need to see ourselves on screen. And I think Jimmy always says, we all have been saying it. If you can see it, you can be it. And you don't realize how much you miss seeing people that look like you or seeing people that look like someone that you know on screen until you do see it. And I definitely experienced that in reading Nina's sides, even when I was auditioning. And we all did, like, you know, whether you fell in love with the story on stage or through, you know, getting to know it firsthand experience like me through making the film. We know these people, you know, and their universal themes and their universal, there's things that hit everybody's heart and hit home. So to be able to see it through this scope of a predominantly Latino community is beautiful, because usually we're not allowed to dream this big. So proud to be a part of it.
And we're honored to watch it. It's awesome. Well, it's hard to believe, but we're already getting the go home. I feel like I just met y'all. But anyway, to close it out, you know, it's been such a horribly depressing year with the pandemic and, you know, the election. Everything was like, it's been in heated, and God, the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, there's been so much heaviness. Talk about why this is the perfect film to kind of, as we're on the way out of this pandemic, hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, maybe get people dancing out of the theater again, or maybe dancing at home on HBO Max.
It's important. It's important because it has been a heavy year, and we all get to go back to the theaters. I mean, to be able to sit down, get your popcorn, maybe, you know, get your concessions and just really just treat yourself. Like, we haven't been able to treat ourselves, you know what I mean, for this incredibly hard year. And just the perfect words for it. You know, John calls this film sort of a vaccine shot of hope or joy. And it is, it really is. You get to move, tap your feet. You know, you might not have rhythm, but you're gonna have rhythm by the time you leave the theater, I can promise you that.
Yep.
Like, it's just, it's that good. It's fun. And it's like the great summer. It'd be a great summer musical film in any year, but particularly after the challenging few years we've had, for us to all go to be together and just look at each other and see each other and experience.
Together. And remember to celebrate, allow ourselves to celebrate even the smallest victories. You know, not everyone made it out of this pandemic. There's a lot of people that didn't make it out. Mm. But if you did, you survived, allow yourself to celebrate that. And I feel like this movie is a gigantic celebration. And so it's perfect for today.
Absolutely. Well, June 11th, In the Heights, bound to be the movie of the summer. And I hope, like we said at the beginning, it goes on to the Oscars. It's going to be, you know, you guys versus, it's going to be Sharks and Jets. It's going to be you versus West Side Story. I'm telling you, you're going to be duking it out for the best musical, but I think you might have it. So, all right. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks for all of us.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Thank you.